This is the FM Gold channel of All India Radio. In the program News Analysis, now we bring you a discussion on 2 years of Swachh Bharat Abhiyan. The participants are Dr. Sudhirendra Sharma, environmentalist, and Aarti Dhar, senior journalist.
Dr. Sharma, today is October 2nd, a very significant day. Until 2 years ago, it was only Gandhi Jayanti and birth anniversary of Lal Bahadur Shastri. In 2014, a new dimension was added to it when the Prime Minister launched his Swachh Bharat mission, which completes 2 years today. And today, we have added yet another dimension by formally signing the Paris Agreement on Climate Change. I would want you to link Gandhi Jayanti with Swachh Bharat mission. Where have we reached from 2014 to 2016?
Before I get into that, let me pick up where you left. This day is significant now for many reasons, including Gandhiji's birthday, Shastriji's birthday, plus the signing of the Paris Accord, as well as you mentioned, 2 years ago, Swachh Bharat was launched. I think they are all interconnected to my mind. Gandhiji's life itself was a message for climate change, because his life was a very frugal life. And today the world is struggling to remain frugal. I think that's a key message of Gandhiji which comes on October 2nd. And I'm so happy that this is linked to climate change today, because the world is not struggling to keep a lifestyle which does not tamper with the environment. So that's one thing that I'm linking with what you said. The second aspect you raised was about Swachh Bharat Abhiyan. So the October 2 now becomes doubly significant, because those two messages which are coming this year, or the one which came 2 years ago in terms of Swachh Bharat and today in terms of the signing of the Paris Accord, now these two are also very much connected to both Gandhi and Shastriji. And I will explain it how. Because Gandhiji's frugal life was, as I mentioned, linked to climate change, and sanitation was his pet peeve. You know, that's what he always focused on. And we all remember that even he did not allow Kasturba the freedom not to clean the toilet. So strong has been his message about sanitation ever since. So it's indeed an opportunity and a challenge before the state and the people to use October 2 for all the messages put together. So that's what I wanted to say. Now, when you say ask what is the progress since last 2 years, October 2nd, 2014 to October 2, 2016. Progress, I would say, has been rather slow in terms of the actual coverage of toilets in both rural and urban areas. But having said that, I would imagine that this is a process and not a product. And if you look at a product in terms of the number of toilets, the construction, etc., that has been going on in this country for several years now, 40 years as far as I am concerned. So the numbers will not take us far. But what is important here is that there is an environment created, there is a sense created across India that we need now to gear up to be clean. Now this message in the air is much stronger than it was before. So I think this message is more stronger and this is more relevant today. And so the progress, therefore, should not be counted in terms of the numbers alone. Progress should be counted in terms of the message that has gone across, the awareness it has generated, the interdepartmental coordination that it has come about, plus people have taken on the message rather clearly. So that's one. But in terms of number that you asked me, you know that about 37 odd districts have been declared open defecation free by this time. Over 100,000 villages have been free from open defecation, so that's a significant number. As far as urban areas are concerned, the community toilet construction is about 35%, and the private toilet construction is also about 35%, and about 140 cities have door-to-door waste collection plus segregation and transportation. So that has been the general number in terms. What one can deduce from these numbers is that we are moving forward, the message is worth doing, and the country cannot afford not to do it, can't be lax on this anymore.
Incidentally, Porbandar district where Mahatma Gandhi was born was also declared open defecation free today. Now, is construction of toilets the only issue, or shouldn't we focus more on behavioral change?
Both have to go together. But having said that, you know, my personal experience, I started constructing toilets in rural areas in 1986-87 under the first program launched by the Government of India in rural areas. And that time my experience was that people wanted the infrastructure of toilets, so we gave them. Even that time, we found that many of the users were actually not putting the toilet to use. They were putting for, you know, storage or for keeping their animals here. And that has been going on ever since. And even today, after 40 years of my experience in this toilet construction, even I find today in many districts, the studies have come, wherein at least in every household, one person in every household, the household which has a toilet, one person in that household is still defecating in the open. Which means psychologically, they find some limitation in the kind of structure that we have given them. It's a small 3 feet by 3 feet structure. Now, it is suffocating. As V.S. Naipaul used to say, it is very kind of claustrophobic. It's no engagement within that dingy toilet. I think the challenge here would be to design toilets for rural areas so that people can pick and choose. Now, that's something we haven't focused on, and I think that is the point that needs to be stressed there. Secondly, in rural areas, as compared to urban areas, rural areas, I think the social cultural setting is different. In a sense, why a woman would like to use the same male toilet? One doesn't know. Because the social setting, and as I said, the cultural construct is very different. So I think gender-blind toilet construction in rural areas would need to do some rethinking on that. Because if you're linking it to behavioral change, we have to look at what perception they are carrying, why they are not using toilet. The statistics show that on an average, a person spends about more than a year in toilet in his average lifetime. So that means the toilet has to be somewhat engaging. On the design side, the state hasn't done much, and I think that's open challenge to entrepreneurs, even to the state. State means the government, to invest in this, and I believe that will add to bringing more people to use toilets.
Another issue can be drainage and sewage disposal, waste management. I think all these issues are still to be addressed.
If you look at toilet-linked waste management, that's a different thing. But if you're looking at waste in general, in terms of the municipal waste that we refer to as, then that municipal waste is a story which is very much connected to the topic of the day is about climate change. Now, India produces today, with an average of about 0.5 kg of solid waste we produce per capita, the annual output is about 50,000 tons. Per year, which is a huge amount. And I had seen some very interministerial report which said that if you can compost this waste, which is about 40-50% is organic waste out of the 50,000 tons I mentioned. So if you're able to compost this waste, decentralize all across the country, it will generate enough manure to increase the organic carbon content in soil. Now, as you know, the entire climate debate is centered on carbon. So if the Indian soil, which is very low in carbon today, and if you're low in carbon, for the benefit of the listeners here, if the soil is low in carbon, it is not able to hold water for a long time, number one. Number two, the soil is not fertile enough to attain that level of productivity. So you need to have enough of organic carbon in the soil. Now, there's an opportunity here. If you want to remove this municipal waste by turning it into compost, you are doing double benefit. You are increasing, enriching the soil with carbon, which means we are contributing to reducing the CO2 emissions, carbon in the atmosphere, number one. And number two, you are avoiding the undesirable burning of municipal waste, which is happening all across.
All over.
Because there is no way we can dispose, we haven't been able to successfully dispose the waste, leave aside composting. So I think these two aspects are very much linked. When you mentioned waste, I said waste linked to agriculture, and agriculture linked to the climate change we're talking about. And the day is relevant in terms of agriculture because of Lal Bahadur Shastri's birthday. He said Jai Kisan. So I think the bringing of these two big names into the modern form of development. Shastriji is relevant today. Gandhiji has always been relevant. I think if the state and people can think about this and rally around these ideas, there would be potential of turning things around.
Another issue with the usage of toilets is scarcity of water. You know, you have given them toilets, but there's no water. People walk miles to fetch water for drinking. And, you know, just telling them to fetch more water for toilets is a bit tough.
You rightly said that. There are no easy answers inside. But I think the new schemes which have been, the subsidy which is given to the household toilet building in rural areas, has factored in this water element. So there are some storage constructions part has been added to these structures. But in terms of water being made available, that's still open. So I think that question will remain. And I think that question remains unanswered, at least up to this time. I think the trouble here is that in rural areas, the entire water system is decentralized. Houses are scattered. They're not in one place. So providing water at different points, I think, would be a difficult task for any state to enter into. So I would believe that this is something which is a big question mark on the toilet usage as well, you mentioned. And unless it is answered, I think the actual number, as we were referring to earlier, the numbers will not go up. That's a problem, and that the state has yet to address that.
You're talking of rural areas. Even in urban slums, urban construction sites, we never see toilets. So in a way, we ourselves are promoting open defecation. Even in households, when maids come, we would rather have them go out to defecate rather than give them our toilets for use. So it's also a mindset even in the most elite and educated class. So how do we overcome this?
I think this we are all encountering on a daily basis, and you mentioned what we are ourselves being part of the problem rather than the solution. This attitude to change, you know, I think the whole idea of sanitation, toilet and the idea of toilet, I always mention two things. Toilet is one thing, the idea of toilet is one thing. So I think we do not, it's only 20, 30 years ago, maybe two decades ago, that we got the idea of toilet. If you will recall, and many of our people who are hearing our voice would also agree with this fact that 20 years ago perhaps, we had very good houses but very poor toilets, even in urban areas. Now that situation has slowly changed. We have come to a point that our toilets are as good perhaps as our living rooms. Now, but having said that, the inequality in the usage pattern is such a serious matter which is so cultural, nothing can change unless we start changing ourselves. So you rightly said that we sometimes perpetuate this open defecation by your own actions or inactions, you can say. You rightly mentioned that. I think these are the issues to be tabled, discussed over the next few years. We have just started this Swachh Bharat Abhiyan. So when you mentioned this, I think this is an area which at least I haven't seen anybody talking about, the way we force people to adopt to open defecation. And this issue has to come up and should come up in the next discussions.
Okay. So the slogan of Jai Jawan, Jai Kisan and endorsement of Paris Agreement, how relevant is it?
I think it's very relevant. The way you look at it, it will be relevant. If you do not look at this or that, it may seem very irrelevant. The impact of climate change today is being felt by the poor. And when we say poor, we say farmers of India. Even in last few weeks, you have seen in Andhra and Telangana the amount of rains it has been received, what has been the fate of farmers. And in areas where there has been no rain, you have seen the fate of farmers. So the entire climate change discourse is around farming and farmers as far as India is concerned, because India being an agriculture economy. So I think the whole cycle comes back to our farmers, the poor people. So even if you talk of agriculture, you talk of moisture retention, I mentioned earlier, if you want to increase the organic carbon content in soil, you have the opportunity of using the waste, composting it, bringing back into the field. That's not happening. But there's some linkage has to be made. And that's a challenge as well as an opportunity. You have seen waste mountains around all cities. In Delhi, you have seen waste mountains on the east, west, north, south. Huge mountains. Sometimes one tends to figure that we have reached a hill station. But that's how it is. There are huge mountains of trash which has got accumulated. And they are not being converted into manure anytime soon. Unless these mountains are converted into manure and spread across the uninfertile soils of this country, the issue of the agriculture productivity vis-a-vis the climate change will not be addressed. Because they work in unison. If you address one, the other gets partially resolved. And if you are partially resolved something, the other one gets addressed. So this is the kind of linkage between the two. And this linkage, for some reason, has been known for a while, but has not been actually put into implementation.
So climate change, hygiene are also linked to health. You know, focusing on these two would also automatically improve the health indicators. Is there a serious missing link somewhere?
Absolutely. Even today, you raised a very important point here. For example, the fact that people do not use toilet, although there has been not very clear-cut scientific evidence, but generally it is known that if hygiene is not there, you pay account of your ill health. Now, also there are UNICEF figures which keep on coming every year, which indicate that these many million children die because of unhygienic conditions. Now, these are generic kind of linkages. But no, the message doesn't go down to people saying that if you do not have toilet, what exactly it leads to in terms of health of the adults and the fatality of the children. Now, that message doesn't go as directly as it should. Now, that is the reason perhaps that people, even if you say that, you know, toilet, if you don't have hygiene, toilet or sanitation, you will face your health consequences. People still don't believe it, unfortunately. Notionally, one could imagine that there has to be this relation, but scientifically, it's not validated as much. So I think this is one of the reasons that people, even if they are lax in terms of using toilet, they say, so what? So there is a gap, there is a linkage which is missing, and we haven't been able to establish it as much as people would like it to be.
So is it the responsibility only of the state or the government? How much role can people themselves play?
People can play a lot of role, but I'm saying that's why I mentioned earlier, last 2 years, at least you have seen the message of Swachh Bharat all over. Now this message itself, you know, because change is by definition is a slow process. Let's not imagine, you know, dramatic changes in 5 years' time. At least I'm not assuming that. But what I'm positive about is the fact that if the message is in the air for a longer time, I think that would help people to pick it up and change themselves. So that's the only positive side of this Swachh Bharat mission, which sounds to be working in our favor.
So we can target school children and communities and self-help groups to send across the message in a very stronger way.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's right.
Let's hope so. It happens in the coming years. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on 2 years of Swachh Bharat Abhiyan. The participants were Dr. Sudhirendra Sharma, environmentalist, and Aarti Dhar, senior journalist. The program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. This program is also available on our website, newsonair.nic.in. You may email your opinion about this program at airnsdtalks@gmail.com.